Okay, we're in Mishlei chapter 13, verse 2. And it says, from the fruit of the mouth of a man, he will eat good or he'll eat well. The word tov, good or well. The nefesh and the existence or the soul of the trader, bogeid is a trader. He eats or consumes violence. Okay? That's the verse. Now, the first question we're going to deal with is what is a bogeid or a traitor? Okay? All right. A traitor is a person that turns against some people that did good for him. For instance, you were raised in a certain country, you had the benefits of that country, you see, and then you help another country. So it's you turn away from that which treated you well, or you were part of a certain family, and then you leave the family and help the enemies of the family. So the thing is, that is a traitor where you were benefited by somebody, and then you turned against the very people that benefited you. They gave you the basics of life, the beginning of life. Okay? Now, a bogeid in Mishlei, in Proverbs, is a person that's a traitor to reality. He turns against reality. Okay? So that is the definition of a bogeid. Now the next question is, it says Yochal, he eats. Right? Why, what's the metaphor to eat? The good man, the Ish Tov, the man, the good man, the good person, eats or consumes well or good. The good, while the bogeid consumes violence. What does it mean, consume? Now, consume means that you incorporate the food into you, becomes part of you. So we're talking about that you're incorporating something within you. Now, for instance, if I verbally abuse you, you call that abuse. You call that violence. It's a certain type of violence. Why is it violence? It's violence because I'm causing you terrible conflicts. But with that abuse. So the violence, the bogeid that consumes or violence means that he has conflict. That somehow the bogeid consumes conflict. He has a terrible conflict. His conflict is with reality. He somehow denies reality, and he is denying reality, so therefore he's in conflict. So the good that the first half consumes, that the righteous man consumes, must be that the good is that he's not in conflict. Okay? So that takes care of Yochal. Now there's a contradiction here. In the beginning of the verse, it says the mouth of the man, meaning the mouth of a good person, a righteous person. And the second half, it says the nefesh, the life or soul of the bogeid. Why did they change? The answer is the good person, the righteous person. It says his mouth because his mouth and what is inside him is one. There's no conflict. It's all one. But however, by the bogeid, it's hidden. There's a part of it that's hidden. He's denying reality. He's denying reality, but he doesn't realize what he's doing. But it's covered up in the inside. The conflict comes from the inside, okay? Because he's in conflict with reality. All right? Now the question is, what is the reality that the Bogade is covering up? Okay? The thing is that there is a reality. Let's say, for instance, like most people, the question is, why does most people don't like a braggart? They say, oh, it's disgusting. It's a terrible trait. But part of Mishlei is to say there's certain consequences of a braggart. The consequences is that he makes enemies and he has people that want to hurt him. So therefore the Bogade, that's a type of conflict that's with the emotions. Most people don't see that conflict. So it can't be a conflict that the Bogade has. It must be something that he could identify with reality, that he holds as a reality, and he denies the reality. I do not have the exact precise definition of what's the reality, but I have three examples of what that reality is. One example is a religious man that holds that there's no such thing as there's no such thing as the laws of nature, and there's only hashgacha pratis. Yet he won't walk in front of a truck that's going 70 miles an hour. Okay? So the thing is, he lives one way, but his philosophy is another way. So he's denying reality. He has to have a conflict. He has to constantly deny what he sees with his five senses and even the way he lives his life. That's from the five senses, from what he sees. He actually denies what he sees with his five senses. Okay? The other type of Bogade is, like, for instance, it says in Tillim that the second chapter in Psalms says that the nation, they divide, the two psukim divide between the nation that's anti-Semitic and the leaders that are anti-Semitic. And in the pasuk of the leaders, it says that they're against the anointed one, meaning Klal Yisrael, meaning the nation of Israel. So the question is why? It seems like they know, but the public only do it because of them, not because they know. So the public is a fool. There's a fool. They just follow leaders blindly. But the princes know it from history. If you follow the history of the Jew, you will see that there has to be a God. The way the Jew existed, there has to be a God. But there's a denial of reality. They recognize that, but they want to deny that reality. For whatever reason, they want to deny it. So the thing is that they're in conflict. It has to be a conflict because it's their reality. Okay? Now, there's one other reality that we discussed, and that is that, let's say, for instance, in the medicine, I have to accept the doctor. So I have to accept an authority in medicine. That's part of reality, to accept the authority. But a lot of people accept the authority of medicine no different than people accept the witch doctor. You understand? It's just that's the way they were raised. So if you were raised that way and it's not real to you what whatever the doctor says is real, so then you're a fool. You are a fool, but you're not a Bogade. A Bogade is a particular type of fool that he's in conflict with reality. And he holds, like, he really recognizes that smoking is bad. But yet he'll still smoke. For some, whatever drives him, he will still smoke. You see? So he's a Bogade. Okay? So that is the difference. That's the three cases that I recognize to be a bogey. There might be others. I don't have an exact definition. But anyway, in the last pasuk, we define the lates. A lates is a type of fool that it rebels against authority. But the bogey is a fool that rebels against reality. It's two types of fools. One cannot take authority. Anything that talks to him is an authority. So he turns against it. So if you try to help him, he won't accept help because you're an authority. While the bogey can't accept help because he has a certain view of life and he cannot accept reality because of that view of life.